And joining us on the phone this morning is Minnesota Senator, U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I am fine.
Good.
Well, you've taken a bite out of Apple.
Well, I don't know if I've taken a bite out of them. I wrote them a letter.
Okay.
Yeah. They have this new technology on their new iPhones where you can lock it, you know, essentially lock it with your fingerprint and then open it with your fingerprint, which is, and I'm I know that Apple's worked hard to secure this technology and they implement it. Problem is it was hacked within the first 2 days.
Oh boy.
Of the product coming out, and someone figured out how to do that, and you know, you can change your password. You know, if your password is 12345 and someone figures that out, you can change it to something else. You can't change your fingerprints, and you leave it pretty much everywhere, so it's really not that private. And, you know, other companies other than Apple are going to start using this technology, and if someone hacks your phone to get your fingerprint data, they could potentially, you know, use it to identify and impersonate you in any number of ways in the future. For example, to authorize online shopping payments. And so having your fingerprint data hacked would be like having your wallet stolen, only you can't call Visa and cancel your fingerprints.
That's true. Have you got any response from Apple yet?
Not yet, but I only sent the letter. Actually, you know, we talk to Apple all the time.
Sure.
So we asked a lot of questions in the letter about how they're storing this data, how it's secured, whether they're giving it to the government, those kinds of things. And we expect an answer in a couple of days.
Well, the whole issue of data privacy has really come to the foreground, I guess especially since the undoing of the NSA information. But at any
rate, yep.
Hackers are pretty good. You say within 2 days they had it. Well,
yeah, I mean, this was a they say that you need to have a real finger with a subcutaneous that can read subcutaneous. That's the under the first layer of skin. The thing is that they were able to. The process they did was basically make a very, very good copy of a fingerprint, and then make it out of some little thin plastic thing and put it on a finger, and it worked. And so this has a lot of implications, obviously.
It does.
And my letter really is about trying to figure out what those are. This has happened through our history. You know, when the framers crafted the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment, there was right to not have your home illegally searched and have things seized. And the framers didn't anticipate the phone, for example. And so at a certain point, the Supreme Court had to decide, does the government wiretapping you violate the Fourth Amendment? And they decided it did, and that they need a warrant to do it. So this has, that's really one of the functions of my committee, is to look at that. And also, I'm looking at the NSA. I have the lead transparency piece of legislation that we're going to be looking into in hearings, both in the whole committee and in my subcommittee.
Okay. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to talk a little bit about the October 1st deadline that's coming up. And apparently, I don't imagine you stayed around for Senator Ted Cruz's all night long discussion, but
right.
But tell me, where are we? I mean, are we playing a game of chicken here? And I don't mean to be light about it, but it just seems like this is another standoff. What in your opinion is going on here?
Well, it's very frustrating because I think that even majority of the senators on the other side of the aisle don't agree with what Senator Cruz is doing. Look, when I go around Minnesota and talk to Minnesotans about the Affordable Care Act, some of them like certain parts about it and don't like other parts, or aren't sure whether they totally understand it. But most people I talk to say you know, let's not fight this fight again. Let's implement it and fix the things that don't work and fine tune it and but for God's sakes, don't shut down the government. Because you start shutting down the government, it has all kinds of implications about our economy. It hurts our economy. We have a fragile recovery. And in 1996, they had a 27-day shutdown, and it hurt GDP by about 0.5%. Mm. I mean, some of the things that would happen, it would stop loan programs for small businesses, service members would not get paid while they're on duty. It would exacerbate the backlog of veterans' disability and pension claims. There'd be no processing of passports and visas. And this works two ways. This is not just Americans who want to travel overseas. It means that people want to be tourists in Minnesota and want to come up to Grand Marais and want to see the North Shore of Lake Superior won't be able to do it, including from Canada, you know.
Right.
But from overseas to see, people want to fly overseas to see the Mall of America. And or people want to go into their Head Start centers would close. The Centers for Disease Control and NIH would be the National Institute of Health would be hurt. So you'd hurt disease surveillance and public health programs and home loans through the FHA and on and on and on and on. People don't really realize what the effect of this is. So we don't want this.
Well, we'll be following it, obviously. Most of us are pretty interested in that. And we will also be following you and your what appears to be pretty well accepted criticism of the fingerprint deal from Apple.
Well, Apple, I think, implemented it with a real eye on security. But there are implications here that we really have to. This is the first foray into trying to understand what that fingerprint technology is going to mean, because it's going to proliferate and it's going to be all over the place, and we're going to have to figure out how best to deal with it.
Okay, we've been speaking with Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken again, and thank you very much for calling. We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jay.